Recorded Books and RB Digital present Bradbury Speaks, Too Soon from the Cave, Too Far from the Stars, by Ray Bradbury. Narrated by Jim Frangione. Introduction. Although I suppose I am best known to readers as a fiction writer, I am also a great lover of the essay, and have written hundreds of them. Everyone has heard of the familiar essay, in which the writer draws on personal life experience, ideas, and the world around him. But few know the term unfamiliar essay, where a god-awful amount of research has to be sweated through. All of the pieces in this book are familiar essays. I've written only one unfamiliar piece, although it is not included here. My experience with it is worth noting. Some years back, Life magazine asked me to write about life on other worlds. In the course of my research, I collected hundreds of pages and dozens of tapes, all of which I dutifully studied, all of which drove me mad with details. I digested all these facts and tried to spit them out again in a piece called Life on Other Worlds, which I duly mailed off to the magazine. Deeply displeased with my article, Life flew an editor to Los Angeles with scissors and paste to tear my article apart and put it back together. It was ultimately published, but it was dreadful, unfamiliar work, and as a result is the least favorite of all the essays I've ever written. All of my other essays were born of explosions of love and quiet passion. For instance, at lunch with a number of Life editors some 30 years ago, I expressed my wild enthusiasm for trains. "My God," they said, "why don't you write an article on trains for us?" "Wait here," I cried, and ran across the street to my office, where I wrote the piece in a white-hot burst of love and returned to the luncheon table in 30 minutes. I sold the article during dessert. If you read Any Friend of Trains as a Friend of Mine, you can feel the difference between research that one commits in agony and the research of memory and love, which is the finest and the best. The most successful of my declamatory essays is The Ardent Blasphemers, where I compare Melville's mad Captain Ahab with Jules Verne's saner Captain Nemo, viewing the dark of one as against the light of the other. My essay shows Ahab daring God to strike him, whereas Nemo plugs into the energy of the universe and ignites the seas. 2 years after this essay was published, two strangers knocked at my door, representing the United States Pavilion to be built for the 1964 New York World's Fair. "We've come," they said, "to give you a $50 million building."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?